A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, all of the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one, but you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Amidst the devastation over the past few weeks, whether we have been directly affected or maybe we know someone close to us has been affected by the wildfires here in Southern California, the good news for all of us is there are many examples of hope, many examples of trust that we've seen over the past weeks. But you might be saying, "But Father, what are those signs of hope?" Let me tell you a few. First responders coming together to risk their lives to protect us, sacrificing their own lives to make sure we are safe, giving us hope. People coming together to help one another, right? Over the past few weeks, we've seen the outpouring of generosity and kindness. Father Ricky, I've been in communication with him over the past couple weeks, and he's told me over and over again, pray for the family of Holy Family. Pray for our parishioners. Pray for them. But I've learned from them they are a very resilient people. They're a people of hope, huh? The body of Christ, all of us, we've come together to pray for each other, for strength, for comfort, for perseverance. If that is not hope, I don't know what hope is. And then, just not too far from here, but we all know about the tragedy that happened to a parish in our archdiocese, Corpus Christi, in Pacific Palisades. The whole church destroyed, but there is hope. The tabernacle, which was charred, was salvaged. A beautiful reminder that even in the midst of devastation, Christ is so present. Christ is our rock that gives us hope. If that is not hope, I don't know what hope is, huh? 2 lessons today on this Sunday morning that we can carry with us through this week. Our goal is not to get through a whole week or a whole year, but just one day at a time. And so, 2 lessons today. The first lesson we can hear from this beautiful wedding feast of Cana is we have a God who is a God of transformations, a God who is in love with transforming our lives, huh? We have a God, as we hear from this first public miracle, as he begins his public ministry, what does Jesus do? He turns water into... Good morning, everyone. He turns water not only into wine, but into very good wine. What's the message for all of us? And the lesson for all of us is we have a God who can transform our lives from pain into joy, from doubts into trust, from hatred into love, from despair into hope. That is the good news for all of us, If we keep moving, if we keep smiling, even when it's difficult to smile, the good news is we have a God who can transform our lives. That is good news. That is hope. And then the second lesson for all of us, Jesus is teaching us to trust. Jesus is teaching us to grow in trust. You know, brothers and sisters, it's very easy to trust when things in life make sense. It's very easy to trust when everything is going our way. But the real test is, are we able to trust when life is a mess? Are we able to trust when things don't make sense? Are we able to trust when things are uncertain? But in our gospel today, Mary and the servants teach us what it means to abandon ourselves to God's will, what it means to truly trust even when things don't make sense, right? What are Mary's words to her son? Do whatever he tells you. I'm sure she was probably thinking, what are we going to do with this big wedding feast? And she simply says, do whatever he tells you. That's trust. That's surrender. And then we have the servants. The servants simply, they don't complain. They don't question. They simply do what Jesus tells them to do. Fill the jars to the brim. What do? They do it. Take it to the head waiter. And what do? They do it. And without complaining, without any grumbling, they simply trust in God. And what's the lesson for all of us? We have a God who always provides. Everything around us can be a mess. Everything around us can be full of confusion. But the one person that will never let us down is Jesus. And so are you tired? We probably are. Are we confused? It's okay to be so. Are we worried and we have many questions of how and why and how can this be? You have every right to ask those questions. But the hope for all of us is we have a God who is much bigger than whatever we are going through. That is hope. That is what we hold on to. And that's why we wake up each morning, no matter how difficult life can be. In the Angelus magazine, I've been following the different stories of hope. In the Angelus magazine online, there's a beautiful story of a family of four who lost their home in Altadena. And the mother was interviewed, and they asked her, how could you get through this? What is going through your mind? And the mother simply said, and I quote, she said, God does things for a reason. We've had to tell our children that they will not have a home anymore, but we trust that God will provide. We will see what better things he has planned for us. That's hope. That's trust, even when things are uncertain. And this morning, I'll simply leave you with one of my favorite prayers by a Trappist monk named Thomas Merton. It's a prayer of trust. And wherever you find yourselves, whatever is going through your minds or your hearts, may you simply cling to a God who is a God of transformation and a God who will always provide for not what we want, but for what we need. And the prayer goes like this. My Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself, and the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope and I trust that I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire, and I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore will I trust you always, though I may seem lost and in the shadow of death and confusion, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my trials, my perils, and my challenges alone. If that is not faith, if that is not hope, if that is not trust, I don't know what is.